This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson.
We're talking right now with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. And Jim, coming off that overnight, boy, soybeans looked like they gave back everything they got yesterday. It's just not a good day again here in the grains.
Well, good morning. But yes, it's been a very frustrating overnight trade for the demand, or for the market bulls at all, I should say. We've given back all of yesterday's gains. Now, the beans have not taken out Friday's report day lows, but they did take out yesterday's lows, which is not a good indication. Corn is trying to hang on to Friday's report day lows. But yes, right now the bears have firm control of this market right now. I mean, the reality is this, Dustin. The fact is that report was bearish. Ending stocks grew domestically as well as internationally. The Brazilian crop got small, but not enough to really get people excited. And the market right now is searching at this point because the supply problem isn't a problem. Now it's getting down there trying to search for some demand. We're just not getting it. It's been about a month since I remember since we saw actually a flash sale of beans to China. That's kind of where I think we're down right now. We're like I said, we're in a market in search of demand.
You know, and it's not just grains. I mean, looking this morning, I mean, the news coming out of Switzerland with some of the meetings they're having, I mean, all the markets around the globe are not looking really good. And I mean, China came out with some very low GDP numbers as well. I mean, it seems like everything's kind of catching up with us again.
Well, exactly. It's a great point. Like I said, I'm just pointing the grains just itself. But if you look at the macro picture right now, there's a lot of uncertainty in the world right now. And the dollar was moving up yesterday. It's pulled back a little bit today. But yeah, the metals, the energies, the indexes, stock indexes, they're all under pressure. And that just isn't a good situation at all either. I mean, it just shows people are concerned about the world's economies.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn down 2.5 at 441 even. March soybeans down 17 even at 1210 and a quarter. On the Merck, February live cattle down 55 cents at 172.57. March feeder cattle down 92 cents at 227.90. February lean hogs down 15 cents at 70.62. February pork cutout down $1.15 at 84.70. And February class 3 milk up 10 cents at 15.83. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.